This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know, usually when you set out to build a business, there's this underlying expectation of permanence.
Right.
It's a lot like building a house.
Yeah.
Right? You pour a solid concrete foundation, you frame the walls, put on the roof, and you just naturally assume that the ground underneath your feet is, you know, going to stay put.
Yeah, you expect to be building on bedrock. I mean, the land isn't supposed to just move.
Exactly. But then you step into the world of digital marketing.
Yeah.
And customer acquisition in this modern era. And suddenly you realize you haven't been building on bedrock at all.
Not even close.
You've been building this massive mansion directly over a fault line. And to make matters worse, that fault line is sitting on rented land.
Yeah, where a tech giant landlord can just, you know, change the locks on your front door in the middle of the night with zero warning.
Right, which is just the absolute definition of a structural nightmare for any business leader trying to forecast revenue.
Oh, it's terrifying.
And that nightmare is exactly why we are plunging into this deep dive today. So we are exploring this really fascinating 2026 guide by Joe Medico. It's from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right, the Q2 guide.
Yeah, it's titled Q2, Just Started, Why the First 30 Days Will Make or Break Your Whole Year. And the core mission of our discussion today is to break down how the very fabric of digital marketing has just fundamentally shifted in this 2026 reality.
It's a massive shift.
We're talking about a huge migration away from chasing those, like, rented clicks to establishing what they call owned authority.
And it requires, honestly, a complete paradigm shift in how companies operate. Because for a lot of businesses, April is traditionally treated as this time for spring cleaning.
Right.
You know, a time to dust off the shelves after the winter rush. But this material argues that April is actually the critical strategic pivot point for the entire fiscal year.
Which is wild to think about.
It is. So we're going to dissect exactly why that is and how modern influence on the internet is basically being engineered behind the scenes right now.
And I want to emphasize that whether you are running a major corporation or, you know, leading a small sales team, or even if you're just intensely curious about how AI is completely rewiring the internet while we sleep.
Which is.
Yeah. This deep dive is going to reveal the mechanics of that exact shift. Because it impacts all of us, literally every time we pick up a phone to search for a service.
Absolutely.
So let's just jump right into the core problem businesses are facing right this second. The text identifies this as the April deadlock.
Yeah, the April deadlock. It's basically this massive behavioral trap.
Okay.
So picture the first week of April, right? In boardrooms across the country, you've got these teams of highly paid professionals sitting around long mahogany tables, just squinting at Q1 spreadsheets.
Right, looking at what just happened.
Exactly. They are completely focused on looking backward. They're sitting there debating things like algorithm volatility or why their SEO rankings dropped in February.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second, because agonizing over Q1 data in the middle of April is essentially like, well, it's like trying to drive on a chaotic, constantly shifting highway while staring exclusively into your rearview mirror.
That is a perfect analogy.
Like, you might know exactly where you've been. You might even have a highly detailed, you know, color-coded report on every single pothole you hit back in February.
Right.
But you are entirely blind to the massive semi-truck of change that is idling right in front of your windshield.
And that semi-truck is what the industry is now calling the AI slump.
The AI slump.
Yeah, it's this really harsh realization that traditional search traffic, like the old way consumers used to look things up on the internet, is dramatically shifting. The old marketing playbook is, well, it's quite simply breaking.
It's falling apart.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here is the stark warning attached to this delay. The source says that waiting until May to finally look forward and figure out a strategy isn't just a delayed strategy. It is a failed strategy.
Because it's a literal leak in the ship.
Exactly.
I mean, by the time you get around to plugging it in May or June, you're already halfway underwater.
Precisely. You aren't just losing a single month of revenue. You are spending the rest of the year playing this really desperate game of catch up.
Wow.
The companies that end up completely dominating their markets by the time December rolls around, they're the ones who spend the first 30 days of Q2, like right now, building a proactive technical backbone.
A system that generates leads while they sleep.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, that brings up the obvious question. If looking backward at Q1 data is a trap, how does a company actually look forward in an AI-driven landscape?
Right.
Like, what is the alternative to staring in the rearview mirror?
Well, the alternative they lay out is a strict 30-day execution sequence. Because those traditional methods are failing, businesses have to use this crucial window in April to prioritize three specific technical shifts.
Okay.
The whole goal is to move prospects from merely being, you know, curious to officially being closed without requiring constant human intervention.
All right, let's break down these three shifts because they really get to the heart of how the internet has changed. So shift number one is moving from ranking to recommendation.
Yes.
Which means stopping the obsession with climbing into the top 10 blue links on a search page.
Right, because think about the mechanics of the old internet. The entire goal of SEO was to trick a search algorithm into thinking your web page was relevant.
Right.
Just so it would list you on page one.
Yeah, the classic SEO game.
But an AI answer engine like ChatGPT or Google Gemini doesn't function like a traditional search engine. It doesn't want to hand a user a list of 10 options.
No, it wants to synthesize information and recommend a singular answer.
Exactly. So the mandate now is to completely audit how these AI models view your brand entity.
It's the difference between like trying to have the biggest, most expensive billboard on a crowded highway versus being the only destination pre-programmed into everyone's GPS.
Oh, totally.
Right. With the billboard, you're just paying for visibility.
Hmm.
You're hoping a driver looks up at the right time, hoping they actually care about your service, hoping they even remember your phone number.
Which is a lot of hoping.
Yeah. But if you're the pre-programmed destination in the GPS, the AI is literally giving the customer turn-by-turn directions directly to your front door.
Yep.
There is no competition at that point. You have completely bypassed the highway entirely.
And measuring the success of that GPS destination requires the second major pivot in this 30-day sequence.
Okay, what's that?
Shift number two is moving from traffic to transparency. So we have to pivot away from just, you know, counting website clicks and move toward a strict spent X, made Y dashboard.
Okay, I have to pause here because this has always baffled me about the marketing industry.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that always the standard? Like, why did the business world ever tolerate traffic or impressions as a metric if it didn't directly equal money in the bank?
Honestly, because ambiguity is incredibly profitable for marketing agencies.
Ah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, agencies could hide behind what this material calls fluff metrics.
Cool fluff metrics.
Right. So let's say a campaign didn't generate any new clients. The agency could just point to some colorful chart and say, well, look, your brand awareness is up and we delivered 100,000 impressions.
But impressions don't make payroll.
Exactly. They don't pay the rent. And in a 2026 ecosystem, the tolerance for that ambiguity is completely gone. If your reporting doesn't show a direct, undeniable line from your ad spend to closed revenue, you have a tracking gap.
Because nobody wants a black box of jargon anymore. If a business owner puts $1 into a marketing machine, they demand to know exactly how $2 come out.
And that level of data transparency isn't just nice to have, it's a survival mechanism now.
Wow.
If you don't fix that tracking gap by the end of April, you are basically flying blind into the summer while all your competitors are calibrating their budgets with surgical precision.
Okay, so we stop chasing blue links and we demand transparent tracking. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But that leads us to the third shift in this sequence, and this is where I really need to throw a flag on the play.
Okay, go for it.
Shift number three is moving from renting to owning. Taking budget away from those broad, bot-heavy ad auctions and putting it toward high-authority human-first lead flow.
It is a massive recalibration of how a business views its digital assets.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting, but I have to push back a bit.
Okay.
How can a business ever truly own their lead flow? I mean, the internet is still fundamentally controlled by a few massive tech conglomerates, right?
Right.
If we are moving away from traditional Google search ads and moving toward AI models like ChatGPT recommending us, aren't we really just renting space from a different landlord now?
That's a fair point.
I mean, if OpenAI updates its software tomorrow, couldn't a business just disappear overnight?
It is a totally valid skepticism. And honestly, it's a trap a lot of business owners fall into when trying to understand AI.
Yeah.
But let's break down the actual mechanism of an ad auction versus foundational authority. When you run traditional pay-per-click ads, the very second your credit card declines, your traffic drops to absolute zero.
Right.
You cease to exist on the internet. That is renting. You are paying a toll to a gatekeeper for a very temporary spike in visibility.
Right. The second you stop feeding the meter, your car gets towed.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah. But building an enduring brand authority for AI is fundamentally different. And this is where the concept of structured data comes in.
Structured data.
Yeah. Think of the old internet as a massive, completely disorganized library with billions of loose pages scattered all over the floor. In the past, search engines just scan those loose pages looking for keywords.
Like that old trick where a website would just stuff the word plumber onto a page 50 times to look relevant.
Yes. Keyword stuffing. The AI models of 2026 do not fall for that.
Right.
They don't just read words. They analyze relationships, facts, citations. They're trying to build a concrete understanding of the real world. So structured data is like gathering all your scattered pages, putting them into a highly organized, standardized binder, and handing it directly to the AI librarian.
Oh, wow.
You are translating your business operations, your customer reviews, your service areas into this universal filing system that the AI can instantly read and verify.
Okay, so I'm giving the AI a perfectly clean data set instead of making it guess what my business actually does based on the few messy paragraphs on my homepage.
Exactly, but you're doing more than that. You are establishing your brand as an undeniable entity.
An entity.
Right. When you structure your data perfectly, the AI stops viewing you as just a random web page and starts recognizing you as a factual pillar of your industry.
Okay.
And once that foundational trust is established, the AI is essentially forced to cite you because of the sheer quality of your data. You become part of the AI's permanent knowledge base.
I see.
That authority doesn't just disappear when an ad budget runs out at the end of the month. That is what true ownership looks like.
I hear you, but let's connect this to the real world for a second. If I'm, say, a local electrician or an intellectual property lawyer, I don't really care about my brand entity in an abstract, philosophical way.
Of course not.
I care about my phone ringing with actual paying customers. So how does this universal filing system actually translate into a lead?
It translates through becoming what the industry now calls the preferred answer.
The preferred answer.
Yes. In 2026, being the preferred answer is the entire ballgame. When a homeowner asks their AI, who is the most reliable emergency electrician near me who handles knob and tube wiring? They do not want 10 links to browse through.
Right. They just want the answer.
Exactly. They want the definitive answer. The AI cross-references its knowledge base, looks for the most highly structured, verified entity with the most transparent data, and recommends that electrician first.
And first is doing a monumental amount of heavy lifting there.
Oh, yeah.
Because if the AI only gives you one turn-by-turn direction on the GPS, there is no second place. You are either the answer or you don't exist.
That is the exact new mechanism of market influence. It radically separates the businesses that are still willing to tolerate wasted spend on bot clicks from the businesses that demand high-quality, pre-vetted leads.
Because if you're the preferred answer, the lead is basically already sold on your services by the time they pick up the phone.
Exactly. The AI, which the consumer implicitly trusts at this point, has already told them you are the absolute best option.
Which brings us back to the urgency of April. Why the massive rush? Like, if this structured data is so powerful, why can't a company just decide to build it in, say, July or August?
Because AI trust is not a light switch. You can't just flip it on.
Okay.
Think of it like building a credit score. You can't walk into a bank, ask for a massive commercial loan, and just say, trust me, I'm good for it, if you have absolutely no credit history.
Right. They'd laugh you out of the building.
Exactly. Answer engines work the exact same way. You have to build your data credit. The AI needs time to ingest your structured data, verify your footprint across multiple platforms, and establish a history of reliability.
Ah, I get it. So if a business doesn't have that technical architecture locked in by April 30th, their data signals simply won't be strong enough to influence these models by the time the lucrative summer months roll around.
Exactly. If you wait until July to start building your data credit, your competitors who started back in April have already been cemented as the preferred answer.
They locked in the AI's loyalty while you are still sitting in a boardroom debating Q1 spreadsheets.
Exactly. Which perfectly sets up the execution comparison table detailed in the material. It directly contrasts the reality of two different timelines. The delayed launch versus the intentional launch.
Let's walk through this because it really crystallizes the cost of hesitation.
Yeah, this comparison is brilliant because it looks at the exact same fiscal year experienced in two vastly different ways based entirely on what a leadership team decides to do right now in April.
So what does this all mean in practice? Let's say we have two competing HVAC companies across town from each other. Yeah. Company A falls into the delayed launch category. They wait until May or June to figure out their AI strategy. Their entire posture is reactive. They become a victim of the AI slump. What does their reality look like?
Their reality is incredibly frustrating.
Yeah.
Their search position is stuck chasing traditional blue links on search engines that consumers are just using less and less.
Right.
Their leads might still look high in volume on a spreadsheet, but it is incredibly high noise. It's people kicking the tires. Or worse, it's just bot traffic clicking on their rented ads.
And because they didn't implement the transparent tracking we talked about, their data integrity is stuck in guesswork and marketing jargon.
Yep. Which means they suffer from massive waste in their ad spend. They are paying for a rented growth strategy that is actively leaking money.
Man. Now let's look at Company B, which executes an intentional launch.
Okay.
They lock down their structured data and fix their tracking gaps right now in April. By the time summer hits, their strategy is proactive and market leading. What happens to them?
They have secured that coveted preferred AI answer status.
Nice.
Because the AI trusts them, their leads are high precision. The customers have literally been pre-vetted by the answer engine.
And they have that beautiful spent X made Y transparency, meaning they have zero waste in their ad spend. They know exactly which dollar brought in a new client.
The contrast is jarring, honestly. The source lists a massive array of industries where this applies: plumbers, forensic accountants, executive search firms, intellectual property lawyers.
That's everywhere.
If any of those businesses fall into that May or June delayed category, the stakes are essentially invisibility. Market dynamics in 2026 move at AI speed.
Missing this 30-day window doesn't just mean a slow month of sales in May.
No, it means that while you were waiting, your competitor spent April structuring their data and proving their authority.
Right.
By the time you try to launch your campaign in June, you are locked out. The AI has already chosen its preferred answer.
Wow.
The year-end outlook row in that comparison table is perhaps the most chilling detail.
What does it say?
The delayed group spends the end of the year struggling to hit their basic revenue goals, while the intentional group enjoys compounding market dominance.
Compounding market dominance. I want to linger on that phrase for a second.
He's a big one.
Because once the AI trusts you and makes you the preferred answer, it drives more traffic to your business.
Right.
And that increased traffic signals even more trust to the AI, which cements your position even further. It is a compounding loop. You are either inside that loop or you are getting run over by it.
The true cost of hesitation is compounding loss. You don't just stay stagnant when you delay. You actively lose ground in a system that is mathematically designed to reward early optimization.
This has been an incredibly eye-opening dive into the actual mechanics of how influence is brokered in 2026.
It really changes everything.
It does. Let's synthesize the core takeaways for you, the listener, to keep top of mind. First, April is not the time to look backward at Q1. It is the absolute unyielding deadline to lock in your technical strategy for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Second, the era of chasing 10 blue links is dead and gone. The new mandate is to structure your digital presence so perfectly that you become the AI's singular preferred answer.
Yep.
And third, you must demand absolute transparency from your data. No more vanity metrics, no more impressions, just spent X made Y.
And taking that a step further, I think it's crucial to point out that even if you aren't a digital marketing director or, you know, you don't manage an agency budget, this philosophy is universally relevant.
How so?
Well, this mindset shift from renting attention to owning authority is a powerful framework for any professional navigating 2026.
That's a good point.
Whether you are building a personal brand, leading a corporate team, or structuring internal company knowledge, moving away from temporary visibility hacks and focusing on becoming the definitive, highly structured, trusted source, that is the only way to survive the AI transition.
Stop renting your reputation and start owning it. Establish that foundational bedrock. Now, as we wrap up today's deep dive, I want to leave you with one final lingering thought to chew on. This material makes a compelling, airtight case that being the preferred answer for ChatGPT or Gemini is the ultimate goal for any business right now.
It is the new holy grail.
Right. But think about the logical conclusion of that mechanism. Mm. What happens to the free market in a few years when every surviving business perfectly optimizes their structured data?
Oh, that's the big question.
I mean, if 10 different highly qualified electricians in the same city all build perfect digital authority, but the answer engine is designed to only provide one single recommendation.
Right.
Does AI loyalty eventually become the ultimate inescapable monopoly? If the GPS only ever gives directions to one destination, what happens to everyone else on the road?
That is the great paradox of this entire system.
Yeah.
And it's a question we're all going to have to watch unfold very closely.
We certainly are. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the mechanics of 2026 influence. We hope it gave you some actionable clarity on the road ahead. Until next time, keep looking through the windshield and stop staring in the rearview mirror. Take care, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.